He's gonna take it himself for a championship! A double play and wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch! The cut into a touchdown!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back to the Giant Center, Hershey, day three of the state wrestling tournament here on WJPA. And we are about to move into our third, fifth, and seventh place matches for AA, AAA, and I'm Mark Bryant, along with Greg and Greg Warnock, and a faulty switch.
It's Greg Warnock.
So again, six mats here: Double A on mats one and two, girls on mats three and four, Triple A on mats five and six for third, fifth, and seventh place bouts, and we are underway. Triple A. Seventh place on mat five, Nicholas Salamone of Easton, Wilmot Kai of Whitehall. Mat six, fifth place, Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township and Max Tansini of Perkiomen Valley. Those two scoreless 40 seconds in.
In the double A side for seventh place, Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain, Jordan Magnette of District 3 Trinity. They are underway. Fifth place bout, Cam Baker of Burrell, Tanner Ganeau of Bald Eagle area. They are scoreless at the end of one.
And in our girls' side, seventh place, Hattie Mack of Hempfield, District 3 Hempfield, and Juliet Saravas of Bellwood Antius. No score there, end of the first period. Peyton Hinkle of Bensalem is tied now 2-2 with Kristen Walzer of Montour. That's our fifth place match at 100 pounds.
McGarity of Peters Township, Tansini of Perkiomen Valley, scoreless after one. And McGarity of Peters Township on the bottom for the second. Tansini trying to get a leg in. He's got McGarity, and he's going to pull him over. And I think Tansini got a two count out of that. McGarity got up to all fours and then was rolled back to the mat again by Tansini. As of yet, no near fall points were awarded. Again, I thought Tansini got a two count earlier in this situation. Don't see the referee holding down two at the moment.
Walzer of Montour starts the second period on top. She is tied with Hinkle of Bensalem 2-2. Walzer currently riding on top, trying to break Hinkle down. Hinkle up to all fours.
Looks like a leg and a half now for Tansini of Perkiomen Valley. And now a back count begins with a two swipe for Tansini. And McGarity rolls through once again, 48 seconds to go in the second.
Hinkle of Bensalem has caught Walzer of Montour. Came up to her feet. Walzer with a sidecar on the right side. Hinkle stepped through. Gets a reversal, gets near fall points, so a five-point move for Hinkle, still working on a half Nelson, but she'll lead 7-2 here, at least here in the second period.
Cam Baker still riding in a scoreless match with Tanner Ganeau of Bald Eagle area, but Ganeau turns in. He's going to take Baker to his back. Reversal for Ganeau has Baker on his back in some trouble. 30 seconds left in the second period. Tanner Ganeau very close to getting the fall. He beat Cam Baker in the Southwest Regional last week, and he'll get the fall for fifth place. Tanner Ganeau by fall at 2 minutes and 47 seconds.
Hinkle of Bensalem 7-3 over Walzer. A minute remaining second period there. Hinkle again, though, throws Walzer back down to the mat looking for a far side cradle. 2-0, Cuvas of Bellwood leading Mack of Hempfield. That's in the second period. That's our seventh place match. Walzer in our fifth place match still trailing 7-3.
McGarity with an injury and now resumes action. And Tansini somehow got three. I never saw anything that looked like more than a two count, but three are on the board for Tansini with 25 seconds to go in the second period. The seventh place bout at 107, Kai of Whitehall, now with a 4-3 lead on Salamone of Easton there late in the second with 20 seconds remaining.
2-2 between Santa Maria and Maniette with blood time going right now. 11 seconds left in the second. Seventh place at 114, Carter Beck of Sagertown, Caden Judice of Bald Eagle Area underway.
There's the end of 2 for McGarity. He trails 3-0.
Hinkle with three more near fall points on Walzer. Walzer, though, with a reversal near the end of the period. So end of 2, Kristen Walzer of Montour trailing 10-5 to Peyton Hinkle of Bensalem. In our fifth place match, Cuvas of Bellwood still leading 2-0 over Mack of Hempfield.
Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township starts the third period on top and trailing 3-0. That's fifth place at 107 in AAA. For seventh place, it's still 4-3 for Kai of Whitehall. And he is given an escape to start the third, so he's now up 5-3. McGarity has Tansini broken down. Leg in for McGarity, but has some work to do, trailing 3-0.
Walzer of Montour now being tended to for blood time. She trails 10-5 after two periods.
McGarity still with a leg in with a minute to go. Tansini on his knees, now broken flat to his stomach. Looks like McGarity's trying to drive a half in on the left side. He's got the wrist. That bout is now down to 40 seconds remaining.
Cuvas of Bellwood leading Mac of Hempfield. That's third period. That's a seventh place match at 100 pounds on the girls' side.
Garrity doing a good job of riding. He gets a stalling call here. That's the second stall on Tansini, so that gets McGarity a point. It's 3-1, but only 15 seconds to go. Now a stalemate called.
Looks like Walzer of Montour almost being checked, maybe for a concussion of sorts. You see the medical trainer sort of following the flashlight and the eyes and everything, so we'll monitor Walzer as she continues to wait to get that third period underway.
McGarity desperate, trying to find a way to drive Tansini over to his back, but only 2 seconds remaining. It's going to be a 3-1 win for Tansini of Perk Yeoman Valley. McGarity of Peters Township will take sixth.
Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain is now trailing to Maniette 4-3, 17 seconds left. 2-0 lead for Becca Sagertown on Judice of Bald Eagle Area.
Kai of Whitehall going to take seventh place at 107. He leads 12-4 with time running out, and he's got back points coming. And there are the back points, so Kai wins 14-4 for seventh place.
Seventh at 107 goes to Jordan Maniette of District 3 Trinity, 4-3. That's in AA.
Coming up on mat three now, Ella Heesener of Parkland, Miranda Lejevic of Knock coming up here in the third place match on mat three. A quick takedown for Lejevic, and she leads 2-0.
Leo Joseph wrestling for seventh place at 114 underway on mat six with Travis Clausen of Penn Manor. Just 20 seconds in there, and those two go out of bounds.
Third place match at 107. Sam Wolford of Northern Lebanon, Thomas Boyce of Conwell Egan underway.
And Lejevic of Knock very quickly mixes over Heesener of Parkland. So three, two or three near fall points. They're going to have two near fall points, but Lejevic quickly out to a 4-0 lead in the third place match at 100 pounds. Walzer of Montour still being checked out as well in her match. She trails 10-5 before the third.
Joseph of Latrobe, Clausen of Penn Manor, scoreless, just 10 seconds to go in the first for seventh at 114. The third place bout at 107, Alexander Diaz, Council Rock North, Emilio Albanese of Emmaus, scoreless halfway through the first period.
It is a 2-1 lead for quarterback of Sagertown, riding Judice of Bald Eagle area in the third period. 20 seconds in, fresh start. Scoreless at the end of one between Wolford and Boyce.
Joseph of Latrobe, bottom position for the second period of his bout. Scoreless for seventh at 114. Up high is Clausen of Penn Manor with a half. Now he drops his weight back a little bit.
Lejevic of Knock leading 4-0 still. Second period now a minute in. But a takedown. At least I thought there was a takedown. Perhaps not. Lejevic still leading 4-0. Second period. It looks like injury default that... Sorry, let me pull that one up.
Now, in the meantime, Joseph turns into inside a leg lace and reverses Clausen of Penn Manor. So 106 to go in the second. Joseph up 2-0. Still scoreless in the third place bout at 107. Diaz of Council Rock North and Albanese of Emmaus. Minute 38 to go in the second period there. Diaz is on top. Now an escape for Clausen of Penn Manor. So Joseph of Latrobe with a 2-1 lead.
So Walzer of Montour will injury default out in her match. She will finish in sixth place here at 100 pounds. Walzer of Montour injury defaults.
Leo Joseph needing injury time, like a hand or finger injury. 46 seconds to go in the second. He leads 2-1.
Blood time going for Judice of Bald Eagle area. He got a reversal. He's up 3-2 on Beck of Sagertown. That's seventh at 114 in AA. Third place at 107 in AA. Voice of Conwell Egan riding in a scoreless match on Wolford of Northern Lebanon.
Lejevic of Knock leads 4-2. He's seen her able to find a two-point takedown in that second period. We're into the third period now. Lejevic leading 4-2. This is a third-place match at 100 pounds. Underway at 106 pounds. Seventh-place match. Natalie Handy of Southwestern leads 2-0 over Emily Saar of Souderton.
Leo Joseph ready to resume action now. Third place bout at 107. Diaz of Council Rock North is now riding Albanese of Emmaus and leading him 2-0. Joseph trying to fight off a single leg shot. Head between the legs. Clausen now with Joseph draped over his back.
And Lejevic has her opponent stuck. Lejevic, the third place match at 100 pounds, and there is the fall. Miranda Lejevic of Knock, a third place finish with a fall at 353 over Ella Heesener of Parkland.
After a stalemate, Clausen shoots in on the left leg of Joseph. Joseph with a whizzer. Just 9 seconds to go in the second period. And going around the head is Clausen. They roll through, and time is going to run out. And no takedown there either way, so Joseph leads 2-1 after two. But there will be a discussion at the table first.
Caden Judice of Bald Eagle area is going to be your seventh-place finisher at 114, a 5-4 victory over quarterback of Sagertown. 1-0 lead for Boyce of Conwell Egan over Wolford of Northern Lebanon. 1:15 to go in the third. They are neutral.
Now referee and assistant referee still talking to one another with Joseph and the Joseph Clausen bout.
underway on Matt 3. Fifth place, Reese Dewar of Garnet Valley. Kaylee Ebersall of Northern Bedford, no score there. Handy of Southwestern leading 6-0 over Saar of Sauterton. Second place, or second period, I should say, seventh place match there.
Now Joseph of Latrobe starts the third on top against Clausen of Penn Manor. Just 3 seconds in, they're going to restart here. The third place bout at 107, Diaz of Council Rock North. Now riding and leading 4-0 over Albanese of Emmaus. They're down to 1:08 remaining in the third. And an escape for Clausen of Penn Manor. So he and Joseph 2-2 and neutral.
Third place match at 114. Brock Rothermel, Aligned Mountain, Easton Mall of Chestnut Ridge getting underway. Third place match at 107. Boys of Conwell Egan. A 1-0 lead on Wolford of Northern Lebanon. They have about 15 seconds to go in the third period. Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston will follow that match.
Leo Joseph in on a leg, but so far not able to finish. Still over 1 minute to go in the third.
And a 1-0 win for third place at 107 in AA for Thomas Boyce of Conwell Egan.
Joseph and Clausen still basically in that same position. Joseph on a leg, Clausen reaching up over top to grab an ankle. And I believe a stalemate there, 53 seconds to go. Nearing a final in the third place bout at 107. 6-0 Diaz of Council Rock North leading Albanese of Emmaus. 17 seconds to go there.
Underway at 106-pound third place match. Isabel Wilkes of Hamburg, Alisana Ierley of York Suburban. No score in that match. That is early in the first period.
Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston underway. Fifth place match at 114. Wrestling Dalton Wenner of Cranberry.
Joseph taken down. Now hopping to the side is Clausen. And he's going to get near fall points here. Had a half, lost it, but 4-2 with a takedown for Clausen. And time running out, plus two back points to make it 6-2. 8-1 for third place at 107 in AAA for Diaz of Council Rock North. And for seventh place at 114, Clausen of Penn Manor will defeat Joseph of Latrobe 6-2.
About to come to a close in the first period, Williams and Wenner. Final seconds coming off. They are scoreless. Wenner with a last-second shot. Williams spins behind, gets behind Wenner, but runs out of time. Scoreless after one.
Santino Sloboda of Butler getting ready to go. Fifth place bout against Connor Lenahan of Council Rock South at 114 pounds in AAA. The third place bout there, Gabriel Ballard of Northampton, Caden Williams of Manheim Township just underway.
6-1 lead for Rothermel of Line Mountain on Mull of Chestnut Ridge. They have 20 seconds to go in the second, wrestling neutral. Escape for Williams of Chartiers Houston to begin the second period. He leads 1-0.
Sloboda shoots in, gets on the left leg of Lenahan.
Over on mat 4, a fall at the third place match at 106 pounds. Isabel Wilkes, your third place finisher, she has a fall in the second period over Alisana Ierley of York Suburban. Wilkes, your third place finisher at 106.
Sloboda not yet able to finish his shot late in the first period. Now, Lenahan hanging onto the leg of Sloboda. Sloboda trying to get behind, but only 4 seconds to go in the period. Sloboda and Lenahan going to be scoreless after one. Third place bout at 114. Williams of Manheim Township with the takedown, and Ballard of Northampton with an escape, then a second takedown for Williams, so he'll lead 4-1 after one.
Single leg shot attempt by Dalton Wenner, and Williams sprawls back. 40 seconds left, second period. Williams holding a 1-0 lead as we get a stalemate.
Sloboda of Butler on top to start his second period, still scoreless.
underway on mat four. At fifth place match at 112 pounds, Andy Bibeau, ES North, and Kylie Trostel, Eastern Lebanon County. No score in that match. Doer of Garnet Valley leading 9-3 over Ebersol of Northern Bedford at 106 pounds. That's the fifth place match.
Ballard of Northampton escapes. Third place at 114, and it's 4-2 there for Williams of Manheim Township. But a takedown there for Williams. Now he goes up 6-2. Sloboda of Butler still riding, still scoreless, just under a minute to go in the second against Linehan of Council Rock South.
1-0 lead after two for Williams of Chartiers Houston. Winner of Cranberry will be on the bottom for the third period. 45 seconds left, third period. 6-2 lead for Rother Mulline Mountain on Mull of Chestnut Ridge.
Seconds to go. Second period for Santino Sloboda of Butler, wrestling for fifth place at 114 in AAA. Works through the legs and tried to roll in a hand to his back, but they just roll right through.
Stalling call on Williams, his first. 123 to go in the third, holding a 1-0 lead.
Sloboda trying to pull Linehan back for a near fall situation, but time ran out in the period, so scoreless going to the third. Sloboda will be on the bottom.
Trostel of Eastern Lebanon County leading 1-0 over Bibeau. That's at 112 pounds. Underway on mat three, Sylvian Parham of Parkland, Isabella Bacchio of Manheim Township. That's a seventh-place match just underway.
Third place at 114 goes to Brock Roth or Mulline Mountain, defeats Easton Mull of Chestnut Ridge 6-2. Williams still riding with a leg in. 40 seconds left, third period, holding a 1-0 lead.
Third-place bout at 114 in AAA, Caden Williams of Manheim Township, 6-3 lead on Gabriel Ballard of Northampton. Williams will start the third on the bottom. Sloboda still scoreless. And his opponent, Linehan of Council Rock South, got a half in on the left side and looks like a leg in as well, but not able to turn Sloboda. Sloboda still on his knees.
Seventh place at 121 underway. Colton Wade of Sullivan County. Bradley Wagner of Mifflinburg. Williams with a leg in. 15 seconds left, third period. Wenner trying to come up to his feet. And Williams just trying to hold that position. Final 5 seconds. And Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston will be your fifth place finisher with a 1-0 decision.
20 seconds left for Santino Sloboda, still on the bottom, still scoreless with Linehan of Council Rock South. Now Linehan rolled Sloboda to the mat, but Sloboda rolls through, stands up. Now they fall back to the mat. Sloboda trying to get free here late, but time is going to run out. They'll go to overtime.
Seventh place match at 112 pounds. Bacchio of Manheim Township, 2-0 over Parham of Parkland. That's in the second period. Fifth place match at 112 pounds. Trostel of Eastern Lebanon County leading 3-2 over Andy Bibeau of ES North. That is in the third period underway.
Time running out in the third place bout at 114 pounds. Caden Williams of Manheim Township on the bottom, and he just picked up a late reversal to go up 8-3, and that will be the final AAA 114-pound third place bout to Caden Williams of Manheim Township, 8-3.
Looks like we're going to get a forfeit win at 121 pounds for fifth place. Joseph Garshnick of United will be your winner over Gage Botero of Faith Christian.
In the overtime, Slide by attempt there by Linehan. He steps in, ties up a leg still on their feet, drops Labota to the mat, and Linehan will get that takedown and take fifth place at 114 with a takedown in 38 seconds of overtime to win 2-0.
Fifth place match at 112 pounds by Bo and Trostel, now tied at 4. Again, 112, fifth place match. Bacchio and Parham also tied up at 2 in the third period at 112 pounds. That's our seventh place match.
Sloboda of Butler, fourth place last year, sixth place this year. Connor Smith of Seneca Valley for seventh place at 121 against Mason Whitney of Abington Heights, scoreless in the first period. Luke Willishow of Latrobe for fifth place at 121 has just taken down Cole Coffin of Penridge.
2-0 lead for Jackson Rush of West Perry, leading Jonah Peterson of Upper Dauphin 30 seconds in. Seventh place at 121, Bradley Wagner of Mifflinburg leading Colton Wade of Sullivan County 2-0.
Smith of Seneca Valley gave up a late takedown, so Whitney of Abington Heights with a 2-0 lead after one. Willishell still riding and leading 2-0, 20 seconds to go in his first period, and out of bounds with Coffin of Penridge.
5-0 at the end of one for Rush of West Perry over Peterson of Upper Dauphin.
Both these matches in the third period by Bo of ES North now leads 6-4 over Trostel. That's got 20 seconds remaining in the third period. That's at 112 pounds. That's our fifth place match at 112. Bacchio of Mannheim Township now leads 3-2 over Parham. That is also in the third period. That is the seventh place match at 112.
Willishow of Latrobe, 2-0 lead after one. He wants bottom position for the second period after Coffin deferred. Smith of Seneca Valley on top, trailing 2-0, 30 seconds into the second period in his seventh place bout against Whitney of Abington Heights. Good switch there by Willishow for a reversal. He's up 4-0 early in the second.
A winner on mat four, it's Bacchio of Mannheim Township, it's Bibo of ES North, a 6-4 winner over Kylie Trostel of Eastern Lebanon County. That's a fifth place match. Bibo, your fifth place finisher. Bacchio in the lead 5-2 on Parham in seventh place. That match under 30 seconds remain.
Smith of Seneca Valley riding, but trailing 2-0, 45 seconds to go, second period for seventh at 121. And out of bounds. Willishow of Latrobe coming back into the center with a 4-0 lead on Coffin of Penridge. Minute 22 to go in the second.
Third place match at 112 pounds. Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport. Daly Watson of Conneaut. That just underway. 118 pounds. Seventh place match. Leah Sample of Sagertown. Savannah Richards, Pottstown. No score that halfway through the first period.
Whitney of Abington Heights with an escape on Smith of Seneca Valley. So Whitney leads 3-0 late second period for seventh at 121. Willishow of Latrobe has a second and a fifth place in this tournament. Wrestling for fifth again here.
Hey, talk about just how close some of these wrestlers are. You look at a guy like Luke Willishow wrestling in the fifth place bout, you know, very close to being in the final. The guy in the final, Tyler Capusta, Franklin Regional, Willishow has beaten six times. Hasn't lost to Capusta in his career. But yeah, Capusta finds himself in the state final and Willishow in fifth place. That just tells you how close these guys are.
Well, you know, the other part of that, too, is, you know, you've got other guys up here as well who are, you know, of equal ability and a lot of times equal accomplishment. And it just, part of it, you know, is the draw that you get, number one.
Right,
but
yeah.
But also, who's hot at the time? Who's wrestling their best at the time?
Yeah. Look at Santino Sloboda, seconds away from being in the final, lost to Curtis Nelson. He beat Landon Sitton last week. He finishes in sixth place. And that just it's all about the bracketing, too. And that's where, you know, at some point the state has to consider seeding this as well, just to make sure the matchups fall right. But at the end of the day, it's about where you fall. And like you said, Mark, who's hot and who hits certain, because it's all it takes. Everybody's so close in terms of talent.
Smith of Seneca Valley on the bottom in the third, and he's giving up near fall points to Whitney of Abington Heights. Smith gives up two, and he's close to getting one with under a minute to go. There is the escape for Smith, so he trails 5-1 with 50 seconds left. Talking about Luke Willishell, he has just gotten a takedown in the third against Coffin of Penridge, so Willishell up 6-0.
121 for seventh place. Bradley Wagler of Mifflinburg defeats Colton Wade of Sullivan County 6-2. That's at 121 in AA. Rush of West Perry leading 13-1. That's 127 AA seventh place.
Go ahead. 112 pounds, third place. Daly Watson and Lillian Rumsey 2-2. Halfway through the second period there again. That's third place at 112. 118 pounds, seventh place match. Savannah Richards of Pottstown has a 1-0 lead over Leah Sample of Sagertown. Second period coming to a close in that match.
1 minute to go for Willishell riding and leading 6-0. Just 12 seconds to go for Connor Smith of Seneca Valley for seventh place at 121. It is 7-1 there for Whitney of Abington Heights. Smith will run out of time, and Whitney wins there 7-1.
Lincoln Sledianowski of Bishop McCourt, Louis Gill of Reynolds, third place match at 121, just getting underway. And for seventh place at 127 in AA, Jackson Rush of West Perry, 13-2 over Jonah Peterson of Upper Dauphin.
Willishell going to get a couple of near fall points just before he and Coffin go out of bounds. 21 seconds to go. Willishell up 8-0 now for fifth place at 121 pounds.
So we're going to have sudden victory on mat three in our third place match at 112. Daly Watson, Lillian Rumsey tied at 2 at the end of that one. Injury time in our seventh place match at 118. Sample is down. She trails 1-0 to Richards.
Late escape for Cole Coffin of Penridge. Willishell shoots at the left leg. Time going to run out. Luke Willishell of Latrobe will take fifth place at 121 with an 8-1 win over Coffin of Penridge.
Coming up on deck on mat four, Trinity Moore of Connellsville. Ayala, of Cannon McMillan at 118 pounds. That is on deck on mat four.
Lincoln Sledianowski of Bishop McCourt leading Louis Gill of Reynolds 2-1 after one. And Sledianowski of Bishop McCourt needing injury time. Nico Fanella of Indiana, third place at 127, taking on Logan Stewart of Reynolds. Scoreless 45 seconds in.
And we'll have more state wrestling action, third, fifth, seventh place bouts here on WJPA. We're back in just a minute.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Nico Fenella of Indiana, a 1-0 lead on Logan Stewart of Reynolds. 40 seconds to go, second period. They are wrestling neutral. Lincoln Slezianowski of Bishop McCord. I think I've said that name eight different ways. But he's leading Louis Gill. 1 minute to go in the second, wrestling neutral. He's leading 3-1.
Glad you're with us for State Wrestling here on 1450 AM WJPA Washington. Triple A action on mat 5. Third place bout at 121. Mason Ziegler of Quakertown, 1-0 lead. Neutral in the second period with Tyson Cook of West Scranton. Seventh place bout at 121 on mat 6. Slicker of Hickory leads. Rossi of Lower Dauphin, 1-0.
Over on mat 3, we have a couple of sudden victories going on, 112 and 118 pounds. 112-pound sudden victory, Daly Watson of Conneaut, Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport. That is tied at 4. In 118 pounds, Leah Sample of Sagertown, Savannah Richards of Pottstown. That is tied at 1. They are going into the 30-second periods now.
Had a takedown for Nico Fenella at the end of the second period. He leads Logan Stewart 3-0. Louis Gill of Reynolds trails Slezianowski of Bishop McCourt 5-3. Second period just about to come to a close.
Both sudden victories on the girls' side. Again, one at 112, one at 118. Both those matches. Still no winner crowned. Although here on mat 3, it looks like Rumsey is working on some near fall points. And Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport will be your third place winner at 112 pounds with a sudden victory win.
Blood time going right now for Logan Stewart, who trails Nico Fenella 3-0. Also got injury time going, looks like, for Louis Gill of Reynolds.
Triple A action. Mason Ziegler of Quakertown, 3-1 lead on Tyson Cook of West Scranton. And 127, seventh place, Brady Slicker of Hickory, 1-0 over Kale Rossi of Lower Dauphin. They are early in the third with Slicker on top.
Out onto the mat at 118-pound third place match, Sage Olver of Honesdale and Anaya Kolzar of Northeast Bradford. They are underway, again, third place match at 118. Ultimate tiebreaker at 118. Seventh place, Leah Sample of Sagertown. Savannah Richards of Pottstown. They are underway. Richards on the bottom to start that ultimate tiebreaker.
Slezianowski and Gill back underway. Gill on the bottom. Trails 5-3. Fenella of Indiana about to get back underway. Leads 3-0, 108 to go in the third.
Coming on to mat 4, Yunuan Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Trinity Moore of Connellsville will meet here at 118 pounds. This is a fifth place match for Ayala and Moore. They have met twice previously in their careers, both matches won by Moore. As much as most recently in the Whippeal and the District 7 Championship semifinal, Moore had a fall at 537.
Update the AAA action. Ziegler of Quakertown 3-1 and neutral. They're in the third period late, leading Tyson Cook of West Scranton. That is for third place at 121.
Stewart of Reynolds was able to reverse Fenella. 15 seconds left. Stewart trails Fenella 3-2. Fenella trying to work back up the body to get a reversal back of his own. But Nico Fenella of Indiana will be your third place finisher at 127 pounds. A 3-2 winner.
Quick update. Olver of Honesdale will be your third place finisher at 118 pounds. She pins Anaya Kolzar of Northeast Bradford in the second period for a third place finish at 118. Takedown for Ayala of Cannon McMillan. She leads Trinity Moore of Connellsville 2-0 after the first period.
Sledzy Anowski of Bishop McCourt, a third place finisher at 121, defeats Louis Gill of Reynolds 7-5.
And a couple of AAA finals as well. Ziegler of Quakertown for third place at 121, a 3-1 winner over Cook of West Scranton. And seventh place at 127, Rossi of Lower Dauphin, a 6-2 winner over Slicker of Hickory. And Andrew Binney of Cannon McMillan underway on mat 5 against Aaron Cement of Council Rock North. Just 10 seconds in there. That's for third at 127. For fifth at 127, Spies of Wilson, McBride of Penridge. Just 15 seconds in.
Two-point reversal for Trinity Moore of Connellsville. She has tied up Ayala of Cannon McMillan now at 2, a minute 20, although a locking hands will be assessed against Trinity Moore, so Ayala will take that lead back 3-2, 1:15 remaining second period in that match.
Underway 133, seventh place Hudson Home and Grove City, Hunter Gold of Conneaut area. 127, fifth place, Wesson Pisarczyk of Brockway, Gideon Bracken of United.
Stoppage with 16 seconds to go in the first for Binney and Cement, and now they are getting ready to restart. Official, I'm not sure why it was stopped. Didn't see anything, but the official talking to the two of them, so there may have been a little more there than we could see from up here. Binney trying to spin behind and get to a leg, but out of bounds. 7 seconds to go in the first.
Ayala of Cannon McMillan has extended her lead now with an escape up to 4-2. She leads Trinity Moore of Connellsville, 45 seconds remaining second period there. Currently both wrestlers on their feet tied up.
Binney scoreless after one. Blood time on mat 6. I believe that's for Quinn McBride of Penridge. Binney going to start his second period on top, scoreless.
And a throw there, and it looks like Trinity Moore has some near fall points coming her way. Trinity Moore has Ayala on her back, and she will finish it off. Trinity Moore, a fall at 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Trinity Moore will finish in fifth. Yunuan Ayala of Cannon McMillan will be your sixth place finisher at 118 pounds.
Cement free for an escape. He got up to his feet. Binney cut him loose, so 1-0 for Cement of Council Rock North. Minute 20 to go, second period. Spies and McBride ready to get back into action after a blood time for McBride.
Quick update at 124 pounds, fifth place match. Abigail Taylor of Parkland, Kelly Enterline of Greenville. That match is tied 2-2, 30 seconds remaining, second period. And coming up in our seventh place match at 124 pounds, we have Alexis Brua of Laurel against Tatum Duckworth of Southwestern.
Binney and Cement on their feet and tapped to the head by Cement. He drove into Binney and caught him off balance and drove him to the mat. So Cement of Council Rock North with that takedown leads 3-0, 35 seconds to go in the second.
Both those guys upset in the semifinals. A lot of people were predicting those two to be the finalists at 127. Instead battling for third. 2-2 between Homan of Grove City, Gold of Conneaut area as the second period just about to come to a close. And still scoreless are Pisarcik and Bracken. They got about a minute and a half to go in the second with Pisarcik on the bottom.
Going to get a caution on Cement of Council Rock North as he and Benny restart here. Spies of Wilson leads McBride of Penridge for AAA fifth place at 127. 30 seconds to go in the second period. Spies up 3-0. Now Benny getting tilted. Not sure. Yeah, there's a couple of counts now for Cement. So he's going to pick up, I think, two there. So he's up 5-0. Second period going to end.
Brua of Laurel after one period in her seventh place match, I should say, at 124 pounds, leads Duckworth 2-0. They are on their feet to begin the second period. Again, Brua of Laurel, a 2-0 lead in seventh place match at 124 pounds. It's behind Duckworth, does Brua, and takes her down to the mat, so a 4-0 lead now for Brua.
Benny of Canada McMillan on top to start the third, but gives the escape and now trails 5-0. Cement shot at the left leg. Benny around the head. Gets to the right leg. Tries to double up. Whizzer for Cement to the edge of the mat. And out with a minute 32 to go in the third.
Enter line of Greenville. This is the fifth place match at 124. She leads Taylor of Parkland 4-2. 43 seconds remaining in that third period. Brua continues now to hold on to a 4-0 lead. Just over a minute remaining second period in her seventh place match at 124.
Still scoreless, Harpa Sarchik and Bracken. Bracken doing a nice job of riding in this second period. 3-2 lead for Gold of Conneaut area over home in a Grove City. 40 seconds left, third period.
Cement goes in on the ankles of Benny, takes him down, out of bounds. 104 to go in the third, Cement up 7-0. Cement looks to the corner before coming back in. And he is going to go optional start. Fifth place at 127. Spies of Wilson leads McBride of Penridge 10-0. Cement went with the optional start. Didn't give the escape right away. And then after he broke Benny down and Benny got back up, then Cement gave the escape. 50 seconds to go. So 7-1. Boy, again, taps to the head a couple of times by Cement have set up takedowns, and he does it again. Got deep to the ankles of Benny, takes him down yet again to go up 9-1, and they're out of bounds. Benny with a little shove, he went into the boards hard there, and he shoved Cement just a little bit after they went out.
Seventh place match at 124 pounds, your winner, Alexis Brua of Laurel. A winner, a fall in the second period, Brua of Laurel, a fall in the period number two over Tatum Duckworth to finish in seventh place at 124 pounds. Underway at 124, the third place match, Sophia Davis of Plum, no score as she takes on Isabella Duval of Phillipsburg Osceola.
Seventh place, AA 133 goes to Hunter Gold of Conneaut area, 3-2 over Hudson Homan of Grove City. Still scoreless between Weston Pisarcik and Gideon Bracken. They're about a minute to go in the third with Bracken on the bottom, and Mason Gibson of Bishop McCourt, Charlie Robson of Conwell Egan underway, third place at 133.
Fifth place at 127 in AAA to McCaden Spies of Wilson area, 10-1 over McBride of Penridge. Again, the third place bout, Benny and Cement down to the final 15 seconds, 9-1 for Cement of Council Rock North. And Benny has action stopped here, shaken up with 11 seconds to go. Cement was trying to tilt Benny, and he's going to require some attention.
Duval at 124 pounds, end of the first period in her third place match against Sophia Davis of Plum. Duval leading Davis of Plum 2-0 after one period. On the mat, on mat four, seventh place match at 130 pounds. Kayla Husty Luca of Sauterton and Patron Plummer of Chestnut Ridge, no score as they end the first period.
Benny still getting attention down on mat five. Seventh place bout at 133 underway on mat six. C.J. Furry of Central Dauphin against James Garcia of Wilson. Takedown for Garcia with now 20 seconds left in the first.
Headed to overtime, still scoreless, Pisarczyk and Bracken. Scoreless at the end of one are Gibson and Robson. Gibson on the bottom for the second.
Davis with an escape here to begin the second period. About 50 seconds gone. Davis trailing Duval 2-1. This is a third place match at 124 pounds.
Benny's going to default. He's still down getting attention, so that's going to be a default at 449 for third place. Cement of Council Rock North, the winner there.
Back to the center comes Davis and Duval. 50 seconds and counting, second period on their feet. Sophia Davis of Plum trailing 2-1 in her third place match at 124 pounds. Both wrestlers locked up. Now Duval beyond a sort of a front headlock, reaching all the way back to Davis's ankles, now trying to get herself behind Davis. Trying to lace that leg to get control, able to just, in fact, push Davis over from there and get the two-point takedown. So Isabella Duval now a 4-1 lead over Sophia Davis here as we near the end of the second period.
Benny going to be helped to his feet and carried off the mat, and it's really hard to tell from up here, you know, toward the end, surrounded by training staff and coaches, and now Benny is going to kind of hobble off, but he's not able to put any weight on that right leg, and I can only speculate that maybe it was the right knee. He's not, as I said, not able to put much weight at all on that right leg.
You're right. It doesn't seem to necessarily be an ankle per se. You're right. It might be higher up. So, third period underway. Davis trailing. Davis of Plum trailing Duval of Phillipsburg Osceola 4-1. Davis starts on the bottom quickly. Duval breaks her down and immediately starts looking for some back points. Second period over Plummer of Chestnut Ridge, a 1-0 lead over Husty Luca of Sauterton. That is at 130 pounds. That's our seventh place match there.
We had a win for Gideon Bracken of United for fifth place, AA 127 over Weston Pisarczyk of Brockway. 5-0 in the overtime period for Bracken. And that was at 46 seconds of overtime. The third place match at 133, Mason Gibson of Bishop McCourt trails Charlie Robson of Conwell Egan 1-0, but Gibson will get a takedown to go up 2-1. And in the fifth place match at 133, Cyrus Hurd of Northeast leads Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley 2-0 at the end of one.
Triple A action, fifth place bout, Gavin Sheridan of Boyertown, Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West, scoreless late in the first. Seventh place, James Garcia of Wilson and C.J. Furry of Central Dauphin. 40 seconds to go in the second. Garcia of Wilson on top and leading 4-0. And Garcia looks like he's getting blood time.
Duval continuing to ride on top of Davis. We're under 40 seconds remaining in our 124-pound third place match. Sophia Davis of Plum trailing 4-1. Again, we approach under 30 seconds now. Duval seems to be in pretty great control here, trying to turn Davis over. Has that half Nelson, and Davis does a nice job looking away and keeping Duval from gaining any additional near fall points.
Dennis of Central Bucks West takes down Sheridan of Boyertown and leads him 2-0. Minute and a half to go, second period.
Isabella Duval, your winner at 124 pounds, third place. She defeats Sophia Davis of Plum, Duval of Phillipsburg Osceola. 4-1, Duval, your winner over Davis of Plum at 124.
End of two, mat six, seventh place at 133. Garcia of Wilson leads Faria of Central Dauphin 4-1.
Cazales of Quaker Valley gave an escape, a takedown, and a couple of near fall points. So Hurd of Northeast now leads 7-0. Gibson of Bishop McCourt, Robson of Conwell Egan, wrestling neutral, tied at 2. 15 seconds to go. Bear hug attempt here for Gibson. And he goes to toss, but he doesn't finish. And Robson's going to get the takedown and a couple of back points on Gibson. And he will be your third place finisher at 133. They didn't put the back points up, so we'll say 4-2 win for Robson of Conwell Egan.
Underway at 130 pounds, fifth place match. Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills underway against Shannon Govern of Hamburg. No score in that fifth place match. Both wrestlers on their feet. Additionally, at 130 pounds, the third place match, Casey Mook of Sagertown, Emily Murphy of Montgomery. No score there halfway through the first period.
Seventh place at 133 and Triple A Garcia of Wilson gave Faree of Central Dauphin an escape to start the third. So it's 4-2 for Garcia. Another blood time out there for Garcia. Had an injury in the fifth place bout, but Sheridan of Boyertown, who reversed Dennis of Central Bucks West and tied that bout at 2 in the second period. Sheridan on top as they resume action.
Fowler will trail 2-1 as we enter the second period. This is a fifth place match at 130. Fowler of Woodland Hills trailing Govern of Hamburg 2-1. Both wrestlers on their feet.
Stalling on the bottom against Dennis of Central Bucks West on mat 5 late in the second period in a 2-2 tie with Sheridan of Boyertown.
Shot in from Govern. Govern able to both catch Fowler for the takedown, and she is going to get 2 near fall points as well, as Fowler was on her back for a few seconds there. So Govern, 4-point move, now leads 6-1 over Fowler. Second period halfway through there.
30 seconds left, third period for seventh place at 133 pounds, Garcia and Faree. And stop there, and another blood time coming for Garcia. He's up 4-2.
Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley trails 10-1, 45 seconds to go, third period, wrestling neutral. Marcus Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola, seventh at 139 in AA. Escape to begin the second period leads Noah Doy of Camp Hill 1-0.
Start of the third on mat 5, fifth place at 133. Sheridan of Boyertown, Dennis of Central Bucks West. Sheridan on top. It's a 2-2 tie. And now the final 23 seconds of the seventh place bout at 133. Garcia and Faree. Faree needs 2 to tie. Just 15 seconds to go. They're on their feet. Faree pushes into Garcia. And time's going to run out. Garcia of Wilson will take seventh place at 133 with a 4-2 victory.
Cyrus Hurd of Northeast is going to defeat Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley for fifth place at 133 pounds in AA. It's going to be a 10-1 victory for Hurd.
Shannon Govern of Hamburg into the third period has an 8-1 lead over Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills. That's a fifth place match at 130 pounds. Govern in control there. Murphy of Montgomery, a 2-1 lead over Mook of Sagerstown. That's the third place match at 130 pounds. Their second period just come to a close there.
Seventh place bout at 139 coming up on mat 6. Kamala Boot of Liberty, Michael Torrey of West Scranton. Fifth place bout at 133 has 39 seconds to go. Sheridan of Boyertown, 5-4 lead over Dennis of Central Bucks West.
Whitby final rematch for fifth place at 139. Gavin Sweeka of Burgistown, Cooper Hornack of Burrell. And Hornack needs injury time as Suica was taking a shot in. I think they may have butted heads. Just 22 seconds in.
Just about to get a final from Matt Five. It's going to be a 5-4 win for Sheridan of Boyertown for fifth place at 133. Sheridan 5-4 over Dennis of Central Bucks West.
Fowler of Woodland Hills still trails 8-1. We're under 40 seconds remaining in that. Govern now trying to move Fowler onto her back. Not able to do so yet, but very close. This is the fifth place match. Govern now has Fowler turned, is accumulating near fall points. So whether it be a fall or a major decision, Shannon Govern going to get the victory in the fifth place match at 130 pounds. Asia Fowler of Woodland Hills will be your sixth place finisher at 130 pounds.
All WPIAL matchup at 133 pounds for third place. Getting ready to go, Mason Kernan of Bethel Park, Ramil Islamov of Baldwin.
Looks like they've met twice this year already, once at Allegheny County Championships in the final and once in the section championship. Kernan 2-0 in those victories, a 5-0 decision and a 1-0 decision.
Kernan in on a single, picks it up, tries to trip the left leg out. Kernan with the opening takedown, 19 seconds in. Seventh place bout at 139, still scoreless. Abood of Liberty, Tory of West Scranton. Tory riding with just under a minute and a half to go in the second period. Islamov a little shaken up as he and Kernan go out of bounds.
Did a concussion test on Hornack right now. Just 22 seconds in. He and Suica still stopped. Gable of Pittsburgh Osceola, 3-0 lead 45 seconds ago, third period over Doy of Camp Hill. A couple of back points for Gable. He's up 5-0.
Underway on mat 3 now. Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville, seventh place match at 136. No score there in the first period. Also in the first period, a fifth-place match at 136. Kaylee Widener of Schuylkill Valley and Abigail Dulanch of Fort Cherry. Dulanch trailing in that match, 2-0. So two WPIL wrestlers out on the girls' side.
First period about to end for Kernan and Islamov. It's going to be 2-0 for Kernan as they come back to referee's position. And we will pick up more state wrestling action when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey. Third, fifth, and seventh place bouts coming your way on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, and online at WJPA.com. Mason Kernan of Bethel Park for third place at 133 pounds against Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. Kernan on the bottom in the second period with a 2-0 lead. Islamov got some injury time before they started the period. Mentioned he went out of bounds earlier, and he's again holding his left hip, and he needs a second injury timeout here. So that situation for him does not appear to be getting any better.
Hornack is able to get underway. Sorry, Mark, against Suica. They are scoreless at the end of one.
Nobles of Connellsville. This is at 136 pounds, seventh place match. She leads 4-0 over Kurzawa of Hughesville. At the fifth place match at 136. 36. Widener of Schuylkill Valley, a 9-1 lead over Dulanch of Fort Cherry. That's our fifth place match at 136.
Result while we were away, AA 139, seventh place bout, Marcus Gable, Phillipsburg Osceola, 7-0 win over Noah Doy of Camp Hill. We have Matthew Smith of Midwest, Chase Bell of Reynolds, 139, third place into the second period with Bell leading 1-0. Quick escape for Hornack of Burl. He leads Suica 1-0.
Quick update on the seventh place bout at 139, Abood of Liberty and Tory of West Scranton. 2-2 on their feet, 37 seconds to go, third period. Islamov still struggling, of course, after the second injury timeout. Choice for Kernan. And his lead is now 3-0. And he takes bottom position. Islamov trying to tilt Kernan, and he drives him over right at the boundary, and they roll out. Kernan, I should say Islamov, may have gotten a one count there, but no more.
Widener of Schuylkill Valley holding onto a 9-1 lead over Abigail Dulanch of Fort Cherry. That match about 90 seconds remaining, third period. But a win, it looks like, on mat 3 at 136-pound, seventh place. Your winner, Janiyah Nobles of Connellsville, a 4-1 win over Alexis Kurzawa of Hughesville. So Nobles, your seventh place finisher at 136.
Have a stoppage for Hornack of Burl once again. 122 to go in the second. So should be... Suica with choice. That was a second injury timeout. That's what the Burgesstown coaches are referring. Unless they're saying the first one was because of a concussion, doesn't count as an injury time. I don't see how that's possible.
Kernan of Bethel Park with an escape. He's up 4-0, 31 seconds to go in the second. Abood and Torrey for seventh place at 139 in overtime after a 2-2 regulation tie. And we're going to get a takedown there. I believe that's for Tory of West Scranton. And that will give him a 4-2 win at 20 seconds of overtime.
Fifth place match nearing an end, 136 pounds, Kaylee Widener of Schuylkill Valley. Your likely winner here under 20 seconds to go. She leads 11-1 over Abigail Dulanch of Fort Cherry. So Dulanch looking like a sixth place finisher here at 136. And underway at 136 pounds, your third place match, Ava Golding of Kiski area against Sarah Shook of Western Wayne.
Referees, I think, still talking about it. I think they're not sure even what the rules are here. Vigilati brothers are very heated in the corner. I think they're trying to say that Suica does not get choice. I think they're bringing over Bob Lombardi to ask him.
Bringing in the big guns here to make that decision.
Well, no offense to Dr. Lombardi, and I've got to tell you, I've gotten to know him a lot over the years, and he's a great guy. Usually they have the head of the rules officials here that they would call in typically in these types of situations.
And that is not Dr. Lombardi. So Golding of Kiski area, a 2-0 lead here as we near the end of the first period. She leads Shook of Western Wayne. This is the third place match at 136 pounds. Underway, 142 pounds, seventh round match. Riley Netter, Upper Dublin, Veronica White, East Pennsboro, no score there.
Just to confirm, that was Tory in overtime for a seventh at 139. Mason Kernan of Bethel Park, 4-0 lead. Third period, a little over a minute to go against Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. Fifth place bout at 139, Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic, Campbell of Nazareth, scoreless late in the first period.
So we are back underway, wrestling neutral, Suica and Hornack. Hornack dives down on the leg, and Suica sprawls back. 40 seconds left, second period. 1-0 lead for Cooper Hornack of Pearl.
Islamov and Kernan out of bounds. 28 seconds to go. They're on their feet. Kernan with a 4-0 lead.
Golding of Kiski area has a 5-0 lead now, looking for stay off her back as Shook pushes the envelope a little bit. We're going to get a potentially dangerous and back. They'll go Golding still leading 5-0.
Kernan and Islamov out of bounds again. Now just 8 seconds to go. So time going to run out in the 133-pound AAA third-place bout. It goes to Mason Kernan of Bethel Park, 4-0 over Ramil Islamov of Baldwin.
Suica with choice for the third. He'll go on the bottom, trailing 1-0. Mason Horwat of Derry, 3-3 with Cole Householder, of Brookville. 50 seconds ago, second period. Horwat on the bottom.
Golding of Kiski area now has an 8-2 lead after a reversal. She has near fall points coming as well. Golding, this is the third place match at 136. Nearing the fall against Shook of Western Wayne.
The third place match at 139 went to Chase Bell of Reynolds by fall at 230 over Matthew Smith of Midwest. That's AA 139 third place. Bell by fall at 230. Suica up to his feet, trying to peel the hands and get out for one. And he will. So he and Hornack tied at one, 121 to go in the third. We get a reversal, or a takedown rather, for Householder of Brookville. He leads Horwat 5-3 at the end of two.
Triple A action, both at 139 pounds. Third place bout, Mack of District 3 Hempfield and Kelly of Central Bucks West. A stoppage there just 6 seconds in, so no score. Fifth place bout in the second period at 139. Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic neutral with Campbell of Nazareth. They're tied at two.
Golding of Kiski area, third place match at 136 pounds, has extended her lead all the way out to 13-2 now. A minute 50 still remaining, third period. Golding going to come on top, riding up 11. Riley Netter of Upper Dublin, a 7-0 lead on Veronica White of East Pennsboro. That's the seventh place match at 142 pounds. That match just started under the third period.
45 seconds left, third period. Suica and Hornack tied at one. Escape for Householder to begin the third. He leads Horwat 6-3. Suica with a Russian tie, and he takes Hornack out of bounds. 23 seconds left.
Golding of Kiski area adding a few near fall points to her total. She'll extend her lead out to either 15 or 16-2.
Takedown for Householder of Brookville. He leads Horwat 8-3. A minute to go, third period. Final seconds coming off. Suica and Hornack looking like they will go to overtime. Tied at one.
Golding does get those threes. So 16-2, she leads. 49 seconds left. She will ride on top. We'll see if she's able to find any additional near fall points and get a technical fall here in this third place match.
Seconds into the overtime, still tied at one. Our sweet guy and Hornack, they tie up with one another. They will go out of bounds with 25 seconds left. A minute to go in the third for Horwat of Derry, trails Householder 8-3.
Three near fall points for Ava Golding of Kiski area. She, by technical fall, 19-2 over Sarah Shook of Western Wayne, will be your third place finisher at 136 pounds. And coming on behind them at 142 pounds is Grace Oakhorn of Peters Township and Josephine Dahlman of Norwin.
Shot in by Hornack, trying to finish here late, but not going to be able to. And we are going to the 2:30-second periods between Hornack and Suica.
Quick AAA update, third place at 139. Mack of District 3 Hempfield, 4-0 lead on Kelly of Central Bucks West. Neutral with a minute 16 to go in the second. Also at 139, 28 seconds to go in the third. For fifth place, Campbell of Nazareth, 6-3 lead on Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic.
Suica will be on the bottom for the first 30 seconds. Hornack tries to throw a leg in. And he's going to ride here with that leg. Mason Horwat will be a sixth place finisher at 145 in AA. Cole Householder defeats him 9-3. Hornack leg in. Looking like he will ride for the first 30 seconds. And he will have choice for the second 30.
Dahlman and O'Korn underway. They have met three times all this year, and just a week ago they met. Dahlman 3-0 in those three appearances, including a fall at a minute 20 in the West Regional Championship Final. O'Korn in on a shot, Dahlman trying to wrench her over. We'll see as they are nearing the end of the first period.
Hornack up to his feet. Suica brings him down to the mat. Hornack again up to his feet. Suica drops down on the leg, gets back up to the body. Brings Hornack down and out of bounds with 17 seconds left.
Final for fifth place at 139. Campbell of Nazareth, a 6-4 winner over Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic.
15 seconds to go in the second overtime. Suica brings Hornack back down to the mat. Cooper Hornack did score first, so he will have choice in the ultimate tiebreaker. And that's where we will go, tied at one.
Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford for seventh place at 145, underway against Gavin Reynolds of Central Dauphin.
Hornack is going to choose the top position. So Suica will go down underneath for 30 seconds.
Dahlman trying to get O'Korn into a headlock, and she is able to do so. Josephine Dahlman of Norwin has Grace O'Korn in a headlock now. 2-1 the score, but Dahlman looking for a fall. O'Korn doing her best.
Hornack tried to throw a leg in, and Suica catches that leg and puts Hornack over to his back, gets the escape. Reversal. They're going to give reversal and two near falls, and Gavin Suica is going to be your winner in the ultimate tiebreaker. They're only showing 3-1, so 3-1 in the ultimate tiebreaker, Suica over Hornack.
And Dahlman did, in fact, finish that fall against O'Korn of Peters. So Dahlman, your fifth-place winner at 142 pounds, O'Korn of Peters Township in sixth place.
Suica came up. I think he thought he had the pin. It looked that way from up here.
Yeah, certainly did. And then at that point, I think he was like, let me just get free, make sure I won this match.
Yeah, he quickly realized, you know, pin or not, he won the match, so he, you know. Clearly went over to Hornack to shake hands. Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford for seventh place at 145. Scoreless, riding in the second period against Gavin Reynolds of Central Dauphin. And going to the third period, they've had a number of stoppages in the bout between Mack of Hempfield, District 3 Hempfield, that is, and Kelly of Central Bucks West. Early in the third, Mack on the bottom and leading 6-0.
Couple matches underway. Eve Kurtz of Pine Grove, Samira Dre of Liberty. This is the seventh place match at 148. 142-pound third place match. Jessica Ayala of Garnet Valley has a 1-0 lead over Sayora Harris-Hay of Greater Johnstown. Additionally, 152-pound seventh place match on the AA side. Ty Watson, Trent Hoover. That match is tied at 2 in the second period. Jackson Butler, Bishop McCourt, Jackson Albert of Saucon Valley. That is tied at 1 in the first period.
Coy of Penn Trafford trails 2-0 now to Reynolds of Central Dauphin. 29 seconds to go in the second period. Coy on the bottom. Not able to get anything going from that position. It looked like he tried to perhaps push himself up to his feet. But he's broken down now by Reynolds. Reynolds bars the right arm. Now cross faces on top. Second period going to end. Coy will trail 2-0 after two. His choice, and he wants to start neutral. Final seconds of the third place bout in AAA at 139. Seamus Mack of District 3 Hempfield will defeat Patrick Kelly of Central Bucks West. It's going to be a 6-1 win for Mack. Time runs out, and officially that's the final now. 6-1 for Mack of District 3 Hempfield.
Third period, this is a 142-pound third place match for the girls. Jessica Ayala of Garnet Valley, Sayana Harris-Hay of Greater Johnstown are tied at 1. That match in the third period, under a minute to go, a scramble between these two wrestlers. Both are sort of kind of linked arms. And we got a two-point takedown for Ayala. She now leads 3-1 and is looking for near fall points in that one. Another match in the third period on mat 1. This is double A, 152-pound, 7th-place match. Ty Watson of Penns Valley, Trent Hoover of Penn Cambria. They are tied at 2 early in the third period.
I think we're going to have a forfeit, and we'll double-check this when we get an opportunity. Let's go back to Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford, down to a minute to go in the third period, and out of bounds with Gavin Reynolds of Central Dauphin, as Reynolds still leads 2-0. You know, I'm going to check. I think that may have been the fifth place bout at 145 pounds, because we saw Long of Central York forfeit earlier.
Quick update, 142-pound third place match. It is Jessica Ayala of Garnet Valley, a 6-1 win over Sayanya Harris-Hay of Greater Johnstown, 6-1 third place at 142 pounds. Hoover of Penn Cambria, this is 152, this is double A, 7th place match. Hoover of Penn Cambria has a 3-2 lead now over Ty Watson of Penns Valley. Still no score, Albert and Butler at 145 pounds. That's a 7th place match. And Dre of Liberty has a 1-0 lead over Kurtz of Pine Grove at 148 pounds. That's girls, and that's the 7th place match.
They don't have a result listed, but they do have Carroll at the 5th place and Long of Central York, 6th place at 145. Also had like a fall down on mat number 6, and I think that's Demarest. That would be at 47 seconds at 152. Would have been the 7th place bout at 152, Demarest, and we'll double check it, but it looked like he pinned Nafshi of Harriton in 47 seconds.
Gotcha.
Hayden Coy down to just 19 seconds remaining. He's down 4-0 after giving up a takedown. That is for 7th place at 145. And Reynolds will win that over Coy of Penn Trafford 4-0.
A couple third period matches. We'll start at 145 pounds. This is a 7th place match. Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt, Jackson Albert of Saucon Valley. No score there early in the third period. On the girls' side, 148 pounds. This is a 7th place match. Eve Kurtz of Pine Grove, she trails Samira Dre of Liberty 1-0. And actually, it looks like that match, in fact, is over. So we'll have to find a result there for you. Dre was a winning in that match. Just underway, 5th place match, 152 pounds, double A. Cody Hamilton of Grove City, Cameron Milhelm of Warrior Run, no score there.
And just to confirm, it was Demarest by fall in 47 seconds over Nafshi of Harriton. And now officially a forfeit to Carroll for 5th place at 145. Carroll by forfeit over Long of Central York.
coming up on deck on mat three at 155 pounds. Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan will get ready to go. So we'll keep plugged into that when she hits the mat.
Eli Carr of Hempfield. First period with Luke Sipes of Altoona for third place at 152. And first period has just ended there.
A final over on mat four. Looks like Brensinger of Northwestern Lehigh, a winner over Alana Morris of Lake Lehman. That's a fifth-place match. So Brensinger, your fifth-place winner at 148.
Carr of Hempfield starts the second period on top against Sipes. Again, that's for third place at 152, no score. Third place at 145 on mat six, Shane McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. They are scoreless after one. Petrovich on top for the second.
Match comes to an end, 145 pounds, seventh place match. It is Jackson Albert of Saucon Valley, a 1-0 win over Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt. So Albert, your seventh place winner at 145. Onto the mat on the girls' side, 155 pounds. An early takedown for Caitlin Arnold of Avon Grove. She leads 2-0 over Marty Morrison of West Perry.
Carr of Hempfield and Petrovich of Connellsville both trailing 1-0 in their respective third place bouts, both in the second period. So both those bouts neutral. Petrovich swiped at a leg, didn't get it. Carr and Sipes tying up. 44 seconds to go in the second for Carr and Sipes. Down to 1 minute to go for McPhillan and Petrovich. And that is also in the second period. Carr and Sipes circle, tap to the head by Carr. Comes in to tie up. Sipes swipes at a leg, doesn't get it. Second period about to end there. Sipes of Altoona will have a 1-0 lead, although Carr with 1 second left gets in on the leg and looks like that will stand just before the period ends. Although, now they put it up on the board. 2-1 for Eli Carr of Hempfield after two. Petrovich trying to finish a shot on mat six. Whizzer for McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic. McPhillan gets that leg back down on the mat. Sipes gave Carr an escape to start the third. So Carr up 3-1.
Third place match at 148 pounds real quick. Marissa Rumsey of Williamsport is 4-1 lead over Jamison Tricklin of Sun Valley. So Rumsey leads. Arnold of Avon Grove leading 7-2 over Marty Morrison. That's the seventh place match at 155.
Carr of Hempfield was hit for a stalling call. His lead is still 3-1. Neutral with just under a minute and a half to go. McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic getting what looks like blood time on mat six.
Third place match at 145. Ryan Lawler, Bishop McDevitt, leads Chase Haunt of Faith Christian, 1-0, wrestling neutral in the second. 2-2 between Cody Hamilton of Grove City, Cameron Milheim of Warrior Run. That's fifth place at 152, wrestling neutral in the third.
Final minute on mat five, but we'll get back to that because, it's near the end of the second for Petrovich and McPhillan out of bounds. Carr leaves the right leg open. I think Carr was hit with a second stalling call, so it's 3-2 now, and pretty good shot for Sipes. Has Carr on his left hip, Carr reaching underneath. They roll through. Carr with a leg around the head. 27 seconds to go. Carr, in a neutral situation, had a shoulder down and still locked through the legs, trying to avoid this late shot here by Sipes. Carr gets back up into a little better sitting position. Still wrapped around the waist. 5 seconds to go. Sipes trying to get this late takedown. And time's going to run out. Eli Carr of Hempfield will take third at 152 with a 3-2 win.
155-pound seventh place match. Caitlin, her name just escaped me. It just walked off my screen. Seventh place finish, Caitlin Arnold of Avon Grove, a winner of 7-2 over Marty Morrison of West Perry. So she will be your seventh place finisher at 155. Match ascended on mat three, Rumsey of Williamsport, your third place winner over Strickland of Sun Valley. Rumsey third place at 148.
Petrovic of Connellsville, 2-1 lead. 102 to go in the third period. Petrovic on top, and he's going to be hit with a false start here, or a caution, I should say.
Into overtime, Hamilton of Grove City, Milheim of Warrior Run, fifth place at 152. 1-0 lead for Lawler of Bishop McDevitt on Haunts of Faith Christian in the third. Lawler riding there.
160-pound seventh-place bout just underway. Carter Davis of Central York, Gavin Cole of Council Rock South. And another blood timeout for McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic in the third period with Petrovic of Connellsville.
Underway on mat three. We mentioned it earlier. Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan underway. This is a fifth-place match at 155. She's taking on Kylie Monroe of Gettysburg. On their feet right now, Williams has her right arm tied up with Monroe. She frees that, and so back to the center they'll go. First period, hand fighting.
Petrovic and McPhillan about to continue here. McPhillan getting a little bit more clean up.
Williams, not quite in a front headlock, but Monroe heavy on the head. Williams able to free her head a little bit off to the side. And first period will come to a close. No score. Dynasty Williams of Cannon Mack. Kylie Monroe of Gettysburg. 155 pounds. Fifth place match.
Petrovic back into action. Riding and leading 2-1. 50 seconds remaining in the third period for third place at 145. AM WJPA Washington, bringing you the state wrestling tournament from the Giant Center in Hershey, also on WJPA.com.
Williams starts the second period on the bottom, gets up to her feet, but Monroe quickly brings her back down with a lift. About 20 seconds into the second period, again, no score. Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan looking to take fifth place here at 155 pounds.
Get a caution this time on McPhillan, I believe. So he and Petrovic, I've seen it, one caution each. Petrovic up 2-1, 27 seconds to go.
Milheim and Hamilton tied at three, and looks like they will head to the ultimate tiebreaker. And we're going to be going to, actually, we're in the overtime period. Haunts and Lawler tied at one. Like they'll be going to the 2:32 periods.
Final seconds here. Petrovic of Connellsville right on the edge of the mat. 1 second remaining, and he's going to defeat Shane McPhillan of Bethlehem Catholic 2-1 for third place at 145.
Monroe continuing to hammer, and in fact, she'll pick up three near fall points on Dynasty Williams. So Kylie Monroe of Gettysburg now leading Williams of Cannon Mack 3-0, 30 seconds remaining second period there. Third place match at 155, Reagan Snyder of Northern Bedford. She leads 3-1s over Malia Lambert of Northampton. Williams continuing to fight, just about 15 seconds remaining in the second period. Down on her stomach, sorry.
Escape for Lawler in the first 30 seconds. He leads Haunts 2-1. in the ultimate tiebreaker, Hamilton and Milheim. Hamilton on the bottom, trying to get free. 10 seconds left. A roll by Hamilton. Milheim will stick with him. And Hamilton, one final attempt to Peterson. But did time run out? They do give the reversal just as the period ended. 5-3, Hamilton, your fifth place finisher at AA 152 in the ultimate tiebreaker.
Third period underway for Dynasty Williams of Cannon Mack. She starts on her feet, but Kylie Monroe answers with a takedown of her own. So 5-0, Monroe of Gettysburg leading Williams of Cannon Mack. 25 seconds into this third period. Again, this is the fifth place match at 155 pounds. Third place match at 155, Snyder of Northern Bedford leading Lambert of Northampton 3-1. That match also in the third period.
Triple A update. Sorry, Greg, just real quick here. 152 pounds, fifth place, Wallizer of Central Mountain, Coons of Penridge, scoreless after one. Seventh place, 160, Davis of Central York, trails Cole of Council Rock South 3-1 late in the second.
Haunts of Faith Christian unable to get out from underneath of Lawler of Bishop McDevitt, and Lawler is a 2-1 winner at 2 minutes of overtime for third place at AA 145. Gage Wenzel of Montoursville, Brady Collins of Clearfield, third place at 152, underway.
Williams of Cannon Mack continues to try to work up to her base, but Kylie Monroe, who has rode for the entire second period, is now ridden for much of this third period and is in control. 35 seconds remaining. Monroe of Gettysburg leading 5-0 over Williams of Cannon McMillan near the right side edge of the mat. Williams maybe looking for a combined move here, but really unable to do much up on her knees, but not much further than that. We are under 20 seconds to go. Monroe slings Williams back down to the mat, and it looks like your fifth place finisher at 155 pounds will be Kylie Monroe of Gettysburg with a 5-0 decision over Dynasty Williams of Cannon McMillan.
And we will have more state wrestling action when we come right back here to the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We're back at the Giant Center in Hershey, getting close to a final in AAA at 160 pounds for seventh place. Davis of Central York leads Cole of Council Rock South 4-3. Only 2 seconds remaining there. Hanging onto an ankle is Davis of Central York, and he will win 4-3. He The other AAA bout is fifth place at 152. Walleyes of Central Mountain, Coons of Penridge tied at 2, minute 12 remaining in the third period, and they're on their feet.
Double A side, Brady Collins, a clear field, leading Gage Wenzel-Montoursville 2-1. That's third place at 152. They just started the third period there with Collins on the bottom. And it is Hudson Ward of Canton leading Dominic Sempolik of Notre Dame GP 2-1. They have 43 seconds to go in the second with Sempolik on the bottom. That's seventh at 160.
Seventh place match at 170 on the girls' side. Gracie Hayflitch of Liberty leads Kendall Wagner of Central Mountain 1-0. Ombler Brelitich of Northern York. She trails Angela Imahora of York Suburban 1-0. That's the fifth place match at 170, and that is in the second period as well.
Lonzie Vioma of Connellsville, Gunnar Myers of Wallen Popak coming up on mat 5 for fifth place at 160 pounds. And nearing a final in that 152-pound fifth-place bout, well, I should say nearing the end of regulation. Walleyes and Coons still 2-2 and neutral. Only 15 seconds to go.
On deck on mat for Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan at 170 pounds.
And Walleyes and Coons will go to overtime.
Sempolik of Notre Dame GP, 7-2 out in front of Ward of Canton as they start the third period neutral. Collins a clear field, leading Wenzel-Montoursville 3-1. 38 seconds to go in the third. And get a caution on Wenzel.
Second period at an end of both girls' matches going on right now, both at 175 pounds, the fifth place match. Brelitich of Northern York leading Imahora of York Suburban 2-1. Hal Flitch of Liberty leads Wagner 2-0 in the seventh place match.
Looks like a takedown in the overtime for Coons of Penridge in 30 seconds. So he'll win 4-2 over Walleyes of Central Mountain. Double check that just to make sure.
Still a 7-2 lead for Sempolik and Notre Dame GP on Ward of Canton. Minute and a half to go, third period. They're wrestling neutral. Final 5 seconds, a third place match in AA at 152. And looks like it'll be Brady Collins of Clearfield, a 3-2 winner over Gage Wenzel of Montoursville.
Vioma and Myers for fifth place at 160, scoreless after one. Vioma of Connellsville on the bottom to start the second period. Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson for third place at 160, underway against Nick Kunstek of Pottsville.
Brelitich of Northern York has extended her lead to 6-1. Halfway through the third period over Imahora of York Suburban. That's the fifth place match at 170. The seventh place match at 170. Hayflitch of Liberty leading Wagner of Central Mountain 2-1. Again, halfway through the third period there. That's seventh place at 170.
Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell getting underway, taking on Story Buchanan of Girard. That's a fifth-place match at 160 in AA.
Vioma escapes on Myers. Minute 20 to go in the second. They're on their feet. Vioma with a 1-0 lead. Kunstek and Marlowe scoreless at the end of one. Looks like Marlowe will be on the bottom for the second period. Vioma grabs the head, walks around behind, and getting back up to his feet is Myers, and then Myers tripped to the mat by Vioma, so Vioma with a takedown under a minute to go in the second, leads 3-0. Kunstek going to give Marlowe an escape early in the second, so Marlowe up 1-0.
And we're going to get a 9-2 win for St. Pollock and Notre Dame GP on board of Canton. That was for 7th place at 160. Still scoreless for Pisano and Buchanan. They go out of bounds with 7 seconds left in the first.
Final on mat 3, Hayflitch of Liberty, a 2-1 win over Kendall Wagner. Hayflitch will finish in 7th place. Finishing up at 170, the 5th place match, it's Brilatich of Northern York, your 5th place finisher, a 7-1 win over Angela Imahora of York Suburban.
Myers got to his feet. Vioma cut him loose. 20 seconds to go in the second. Vioma of Connellsville, 3-1 lead for 5th place at 160. And Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson got in on a leg. He actually got behind Kunstek, but they were still up on their feet when they got down to the mat. Marlowe had the leg and hadn't finished yet. Whizzer for Kunstek. 45 seconds to go in the second. There is Lonzi Vioma not only getting a takedown, but 3 near fall points right at the buzzer. So he's going to lead 8-1 going to the third.
On the mat, on mat, 470 pounds, third place match. It's Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan against Tiara Ripka of Greater Nanticoke Area. Calguero goes out of bounds with Ripka, and so they'll restart back at the center. No score there, just 20 seconds in.
2-1 lead for Pisano of Hopewell over Buchanan of Girard. He's riding with that lead a minute to go in the second period. Devin Magro at 160 in the third place bout, leading Bishop McCourt, leading Tyler Morrison of West Perry 2-0 after one.
Still no score. Calguero and Ripka. 20 seconds remain, first period in that match. Again, that's the third place match at 170 pounds. Tied up, Ripka heavy on the head as they stand up and go towards the far side of the mat. Calguero pushing back in, and that period will, well, maybe a quick takedown. Nope, Calguero's out of it. Period will end, no score there.
Vioma of Connellsville leads Myers of Wallenpaupack 8-2. Myers given an escape early in the third. They're now down to a minute to go. Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, 1-0 lead after two for third place at 160. Marlowe going to start on top, and he's also going to be hit with a caution here in the third period.
Ripka will start in the down position. Mat 4, second period underway, no score. Calguero and Ripka. Seventh place match at 190 pounds. Aaliyah Armstrong of Central Dauphin, a 5-2 lead over Grace Cristani of Bald Eagle Area. That match in the second period.
Buchanan of Girard was able to get a reversal in the second period. He leads Pisano 3-2 after two. Pisano of Hopewell will be on the bottom for the third. Magro, Bishop McCourt up 5-0, a minute to go in the second.
Calguero out of bounds as she continues to ride on top of Ripka. 30 seconds into the second period, still no score. Calguero on top.
Stalemate for Vioma and Myers. Only 17 seconds to go. Vioma with an 8-2 lead. Kunstek of Pottsville has tied Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. They're 1-1 and neutral with a little over a minute to go.
And Audrey Calguero has turned Sierra Ripka near fall points, and there is the fall. Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan, your third place finisher at 170 pounds. A fall at 1 minute and 36 seconds. Great finish there, riding on top. Great finish for Audrey Calguero.
Lonzi Vioma will win 8-2 for fifth place at 160 pounds over Myers of Wallenpaupack. That's Vioma 8-2. Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson, Nick Kunstek of Pottsville, still 1-1 and neutral. 35 seconds to go in the third. They step out of bounds.
Had a reversal for Pisano of Hopewell, and they haven't put the points on the board yet. But it should be 4-3. Pisano out in front, and there it is.
It looks like they were conferring with the scorers table there. Third place match, 190-pound. Fifth place, Urielis Peguero of J.P. McCaskey, Caroline Hatala of Quakertown underway. 190-pound third place match, it's Bryce Snyder of Palisades, Esmeralda Telez of Redding, no score as they are both underway.
Looks like we're going to have a forfeit. And that would have been the seventh place bout at 172 pounds. I think it's Hogan of Penridge who's going to win there, but we'll double check that.
Escape for Buchanan. He ties Pisano of Hopewell at four. 35 seconds to go, third period.
Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson in overtime now with Kunstek of Pottsville for third place at 160.
Had a double leg attempt by Pisano, but Buchanan stands him straight up. Now Buchanan with an outside single shot. 15 seconds to go. Drives into Pisano, and he's going to get the takedown. Buchanan leads 6-4, final 10 seconds of the third period. And that is for fifth place in AA at 160. It'll be Story Buchanan defeating Isaiah Pisano 6-4.
Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson fought off a shot on the edge of the mat. Late in the sudden victory period, 13 seconds to go. Marlowe with an underhook, but not able to move Kunstek, and looks like they will go to the 2:30-second tiebreakers there, although Marlowe drives into Kunstek as time runs out, and Marlowe's going to get that takedown. We'll call it 59 seconds of overtime to take third place at 160 pounds over Kunstek of Pottsville.
Final on mat three, Pagero, a fall over Hatala of Quakertown. Pagero, your fifth-place finisher at 190 pounds. Third-place match going on at 190. It's Bryce Snyder of Palisades. She leads 1-0 over Telez of Reading. That match early in the second period.
Third place at 160, Devin Magro of Bishop McCourt will defeat Tyler Morrison of West Perry 9-1. That's AA 160, third place Magro 9-1.
And to confirm, 172 pounds AAA, Hogan of Penridge does take seventh place over Sadradinoff of Council Rock South by forfeit.
Coming up to the mat next, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Carmine Lindsay of Berks Catholic.
Hunter Snyder of Latrobe underway against Brian Hurd of Abington Heights at 172 for fifth place. Third place bout in that weight class, Goutreau of Owen J. Roberts, Wenzel of Shikellamy. Wenzel with a 1-0 lead. They're on their feet in the second with a minute 12 to go.
On the mat, on mat three, 235-pound, seventh place match, Brooklyn Ayala of Penn Manor, Peyton Fries of Quakertown, no score there. Snyder of Palisades still leads in the third place match at 190 pounds over Telez of Reading, that match nearing the end of the second period.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry will win by forfeit over Lindsay of Berks Catholic for fifth place at 172. Welsh of Fort Cherry, your fifth place finisher in the state. That'll bring Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth to the mat at 189. Caden Fink of Montgomery leads Kyle Scott of Tyrone 1-0. That's seventh place at 172. They're wrestling neutral in the second period. Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth will be wrestling Cody Wagner from Faith Christian. Once they get the bout up on the board.
Snyder of Latrobe was taken down. And now in the second period, trails Beard of Abington Heights 2-0 for fifth place at 172. Minute 20 to go, second period. Snyder on the bottom.
And Daniels and Wagner underway. That's seventh place at 189.
No score, seventh place match at 235. Ayala of Penn Manor, Fries of Quakertown. Telez of Reading, though, has a 2-1 lead now over Snyder of Palisades. That's a third place match at 190 pounds.
Snyder of Latrobe broken flat to his stomach by Hurd of Abington Heights. 45 seconds to go, second period. Snyder now up to his knees, reaches back, goes around the head, but Hurd just slips outside of that grasp on the head. Now two-on-one tilt for Hurd, and he's going to get back points here, putting Snyder onto his back. Snyder scrambling to try to keep the shoulders off the mat. 23 seconds to go in the period. And Snyder's going to roll through that, but he's going to give up three near fall points and trail 5-0 late in the second period.
Scoreless at the end of one are Daniels and Wagner. Wagner will go on the bottom for the second period.
Nearing a fall on Matt Ford at 190 pounds, third place. There is the fall. Esmeralda Telez, your third place finisher at 190 pounds. She defeats Bryce Snyder of Palisades.
Third place bout at 172, Wenzel of Shikellamy, 3-2 lead over Goutreau of Owen J. Roberts going to the third period, and Goutreau on the bottom.
Escape for Wagner. He leads Daniels 1-0, 30 seconds into the second period. 1-1 between Fink and Scott, wrestling neutral in the third.
Coming up on mat four, Alana Clausen of Plum at 235 pounds. A fifth place match against Myla Steinbuck of Bedford. See if Clausen can't advance here. Or rather, finish fifth, I should say. She has advanced as far as she will.
Hurd of Abington Heights trying to get a cradle in on Snyder of Latrobe in the third period. Hurd up now 7-0.
Daniels is going to get a takedown on Wagner with 35 seconds to go in the second. Now he wants to go right to a two-on-one tilt. And there's some back points for Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. He's going to hold him there for a five count. So once Daniels lets go of the hold, he'll get three near fall points. Just 15 seconds left in the second. There they are, 5-1 lead for Daniels.
Hurd got a couple of more near fall points on Snyder of Latrobe. 35 seconds to go, 9-0 for Hurd now. Triple A bouts both in the final minute.
First period coming to a close. Clausen of Plum, Steinbuck of Bedford, no score there. Both wrestlers not taking many chances in that first period, so they'll go to the second period scoreless.
Final seconds at 172 for fifth place. Hurd of Abington Heights going to defeat Snyder of Latrobe 9-0. And final 10 seconds at 172 for third place. Wenzel 5-4 lead on Goutreau of Owen J. Roberts. They're neutral. And time's going to run out there. Wenzel was trying to get his body up on top. Didn't have control. Goutreau wins 5-4.
Had a takedown for Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. He's up 7-1. 1:15 to go in the third. Goes back to that two-on-one tilt. Does Daniels. And he'll hold it there for a five count and get three near fall points once he lets go of the hold. So he's got a minute to go in the third period, and Vitaly Daniels, he is now up. He only gave two near fall points there, so 9-1.
Finished match, seventh place at 235 pounds. It's Peyton Fries of Quakertown, a 6-1 winner over Brooklyn Ayala of Penn Manor. Fries, your seventh place winner at 235. Alana Clausen of Plum, still no score in her match with Steinbuck of Bedford. Steinbuck riding on top and has done so for over a minute now. And we're going to get some blood time there on Clausen's match. That's our fifth place match at 235.
Win in overtime, seventh place, AA 172. Caden Fink of Montgomery, 3-1 over Kyle Scott of Tyrone. That's at 52 seconds of overtime. Back points for Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth. He gets three more of them. And he is going to be your seventh place finisher at 189 pounds here in AA. Daniels, a major decision win, 12-1.
And we've got an all WPIAL matchup at 215 pounds. Mariana Franklin Regional Buggy of North Allegheny will pick that up and more. Third, fifth, and seventh place about action when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
One final while we were away, 189 pounds in AAA. Tucker Teets of Sealands Grove pins Jared Carabinas of Freedom for third place at 189. 1 minute, 37 seconds time of the fall for Teets. Also Matt Six, 215 pounds. Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny. They're in the second period. 1-0 for Marion on their feet with 25 seconds remaining.
Clausen of Plum, 235-pound fifth-place match. Still no score with Steinbuck of Bedford. Steinbuck rode for the entire second period. Now it's Clausen's turn to try to return the favor. Steinbuck turns into Clausen. Clausen holding on to that right leg of Steinbuck, trying to hold on. Steinbuck trying to get behind 4 points. So far, nothing doing. 235, third place match. Henderson of Southwest, Jumper of Cumberland Valley, no score.
On a double A side, third place 172. Hunter Homan of Grove City leading Keegan Ramsey of Notre Dame GP 2-0. Homan on the bottom in the second period. Seventh place match at 215. T. Calvin of Greenville leading Chad Beller of Catasauqua. 1-0, 35 seconds to go in the second, and they are neutral.
Mariana Franklin Regional on top against Buggy in the third period of their fifth place bout at 215 pounds. Mariana still up 1-0.
Look this one up. These guys wrestled over 3 years ago in a dual meet against each other. Mariana was the winner of that one, 5-1.
And he tilts Buggy up for, I think, a couple of counts there. Yeah, Marion's going to get two near fall points. Buggy eventually rolled through that, but Marion got enough to pick up two, and that'll put him up 3-0 when they're awarded. A little over a minute remaining in the third period.
Clausen still hanging on, riding on top, holding on to that leg. Steinbuck just inches away from getting a point, but we're nearing 10 seconds remaining in the third period, and there is the two-point reversal with just under 10 seconds to go. Mila Steinbuck of Bedford is going to be your winner in the fifth place match at 235 pounds. Steinbuck, a 2-0 win over Clausen of Plum.
Marion and Buggy out of bounds. Now they resume action with a minute to go. Buggy up and out for an escape. Makes it 3-1. Also, Matt 5, 215-pound, 7th place. McMillan of Wilson leads Styler of Pocono Mountain West 3-0. They're in the second and neutral with 30 seconds to go.
Quick update on Matt 3, jumper of Cumberland Valley, Henderson of Southwestern. This is 235-pound third-place match. They are in the third period. Still no score there. Official hollering at them to get going. And at 189 pounds on Matt 4.
Styler was trailing 3-2. And he's going to get the fall at 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
On 189, though, a whippy old matchup. Nathan Campbell of Norwin, Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area. This is the fifth place match. It's also a rematch of the Southwest Regional Championship just a week ago. Roskowski won that 4-2 in sudden victory.
Giuliano Marion looks like he'll defeat Buggy. He got hit with a late stalling call. It's not going to change anything. 3-1 win for Marion of Franklin Regional. He takes fifth place at 215.
Over on the AA side, third period begins with Keegan Ramsey of Notre Dame GP leading Hunter Homan of Grove City 6-4. That's third place of 172. Seventh place of 215, Chad Beller of Catasauqua leading 3-2 over T. Calvin of Greenville. Now make it a 5-2 lead for Beller.
Still no score. First period is over between Campbell of Norwin, Roskowski of Kiski area. Campbell will start the second period riding on top. And coming up on Matt 3 at 189, this is the third place match. Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area and Lucas Lawler of Bishop McDevitt.
Devitt,
thank you.
End
of the session, you know. But Roskowski and Campbell will focus there. Still no score. 25 seconds in, Campbell riding.
Final seconds coming off. Seventh place at 215 pounds. Chad Beller of Catasauqua is going to be your winner. 5-2 over Calvin of Greenville. Beller, 5-2.
Up to his feet is Roskowski. So a point for him. Roskowski now leads 1-0. A minute to go, second period in that. This is 189-pound fifth-place match. Third-place match at 189. Close and Lawler, no score as the first period nears a close there.
Had a forfeit at 189 for seventh place. DeLuise of Bethlehem Catholic wins by forfeit over Spellman of Strathaven.
I think we may have a forfeit as well at 215. Still waiting to see here.
And while we wait on that and nearing the end of the second period for Campbell and Roskowski,
yep.
We'll step aside and be back to the state wrestling tournament here momentarily on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
So 215 pounds, it was a forfeit, fifth place in AA. Dante Burns of Conwell League, and a winner by forfeit over Gavin Hanna of Brookville. That will bring up Joe Baronic of Burgistown, giving it a go. Still a little limpy on that leg, but giving it a go here for fifth place against Carson Neely of Port Allegheny.
And at 189 pounds, fifth place match, Nathan Campbell of Norwin, Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area. They are tied at one, and Campbell escaped to begin the third period. Now both wrestlers scrambling. It looks like it is Campbell in on a shot, trying to pop out. Now Roskowski grabbing on to the leg. Campbell now looking for maybe a – really trying to break that left leg of his free, but a scramble and no score so far. But we're under 30 seconds now to go in the third period, tied at one.
Third place match at 172 in AA goes final. Keegan Ramsey of Notre Dame GP 15-14 over Hunter Homan of Grove City.
And Campbell was able to finish off that takedown. Nathan Campbell, a two-point takedown with just 15 seconds to go in the match. Campbell now leading 3-1, riding on top of Roskowski. We'll see if he has any juice left in him. A short roll, nothing doing. And Nathan Campbell of Norwin, your winner in the fifth place match. He wins 3-1 over Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area, who will be your sixth place finisher at 189.
Joe Baronic taken down. Carson Neely of Port Allegheny. 2-0 lead at the end of one. Neely will go on the bottom for the second. Jackson Angelo of Frazier with a takedown in the first period. He'll begin the second period on the bottom against Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield. Both of those matches in the for fifth place.
189 pounds, third place match. Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area. He leads Lucas Lawler 6-0. A minute good to go in that third period.
Jake Conroy of Ringgold wrestling on mat three just underway. That's AAA for 215-pound third place. A couple of 285-pound bouts on mats five and six, not involving local guys.
Conroy with a nice roll and takedown of height of Chambersburg. So Jake Conroy out to a 2-0 lead, 30 seconds to go, first period there. Close hanging on to a 6-0 lead against Lawler. That's the third place match at 189. That match nearing its completion.
Neely of Port Allegheny, an escape and a takedown on Baronic of Burgistown. Neely leads 5-0, 1:10 to go in the second period as they go out of bounds. Angelo Frazier with a reversal. He's up 4-0 on Chamberlain.
Conroy able to find some near fall points. And now we're going to get a potentially dangerous and an injury timeout as Conroy was just very, very hard on that right arm of Height. So Aiden Height. Injury time, 2 seconds left. Jake Conroy of Ringgold with a 6-1 lead, though, in that match. As Mark mentioned, that is the third-place match at 215 pounds.
About to get a couple of finals and pass those along to you. First, Pardo 6-2 for fifth place at 285. Pardo 6-2 over Roy of St. Joseph's Prep.
Baronic needs injury time. 55 seconds ago in the second period. Same leg that he hurt in the match against Pitzer. Had a reversal for Chamberlain. Now an escape for Angelo. Angelo leads 5-2 after two.
Also final at 285 for seventh place. Brennan of LaSalle 5-0 over Latchman of Quakertown.
Just one final. Caleb Close of Bald Eagle area. 6-0 win over Lucas Lawler. A Bishop McDevitt. And so that's a third place finish for Close at 189. Looks like they've still being tended to as Aiden Height of Chambersburg, Conroy leading the match. It said 6-2. Now Flo has it at, or it was 6-1. Now Flo has it at 4-1.
Baronic is going to give it a go. 55 seconds to go in the second. Trails 5-0.
In fact, it is 7-1. Conroy, that makes more sense. He gave up the escape, got a takedown, and then found three near fall points. So Jake Conroy of Ringgold, first period comes to a close. He leads 7-1. This is a third place match at 215 pounds.
Angelo Frazier riding and leading 5-2. 1:10 to go in the third period.
Third place at 285. Pavlechko of State College, Hershey of Spring Grove, scoreless late in the first period.
Yeah, I'll make a quick note. Third place at 215. Rowan Holmes of Somerset leads 2-0 over Jason Singer of Faith Christian. That match nearing the end of its first period. Conroy now thrown into a headlock, and it looks like Height actually has Conroy stuck now. Height in a headlock looking to pin Jake Conroy. Conroy up 7-1. Conroy and Aiden Height, a come-from-behind victory, down 7-1 to begin the second period, catches Jake Conroy in a headlock. And at 127, Aiden Height will be your third place winner at 215 pounds.
End of two. Baronica Burgistown trails 5-0. And it'll be Neely of Port Allegheny on the bottom in the third. 30 seconds left, third period for Jackson Angelo of Frazier, leading 5-2.
Pavlechko State College, Hershey of Spring Grove for third at 285 in AAA, still scoreless. Pavlechko riding in the second with a minute 29 remaining.
Escape for Neely of Port Allegheny. He leads Baronic 6-0. 18 seconds into the third period.
215 pounds, Rowan Holmes of Somerset. He leads 2-0 over Jason Singer of Faith Christian. That match early in the second period.
And Jackson Angelo Frazier is going to be your fifth place finisher in AA at 189. A 5-2 win over Carter Chamberlain of Clearfield. Takedown for Neely of Port Allegheny. He leads Baronic 8-0 with 1:15 to go in the third.
Hershey of Spring Grove for third at 285 in AAA. 1-0 lead on Pavlechko of State College. Late second period now, 38 seconds left.
Seventh place at 285, about to get underway in AA. Sawyer Robinson of Tawanda, Braden Ewing of Tyrone. Baronic has a minute to go in the third period. Fresh start in the center, trailing 8-0. It's fifth place at 285.
Holmes of Somerset, 2-0 lead over Singer of Faith Christian. 30 seconds remaining, second period there.
End of two, match six, Hershey of Spring Grove leads Pavlechko of State College 1-0. Pavlechko on the bottom for the start of the third.
Twenty seconds left, third period for Baronic, trying to get up to his feet. Neely goes up around the head. Baronic does get to his feet, but Neely front headlock. Baronic is giving the escape, 8-1. Just 13 seconds remain there for Joe Baronic of Burgistown. In the fifth, sixth place match, shot in by Neely. Gets in on the leg of Baronic, gets the takedown. Carson Neely of Port Allegheny will be your fifth place finisher at 285 in AA. He'll defeat Joe Baronic 10-1.
So just a couple of more matches to complete our third, fifth, and seventh place bouts. We'll wrap those up when we come back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
One final while we were away for third place in AAA at 285. Nicholas Pavlechko of State College, a 3-1 winner over Michael Hershey of Spring Grove.
Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, third place match at 285. Trails Mark Effendian of Faith Christian 2-0. Pitzer on the bottom for the second. Seventh place at 285, Sawyer Robinson of Tawanda leading 2-1 over Braden Ewing of Tyrone. Started the third pair with Robinson on the bottom.
Finishing up 215 pounds. This is in double A, Rowan Holmes of Somerset. A 3-0 lead now on Jason Singer of Faith Christian. That's about 30 seconds to go in that third period.
Had an escape for Robinson. He leads Ewing 3-1. Pitzer of Mount Pleasant trailing 2-0. Broken down flat by Effendian. One minute to go in that second period.
Singer with a late takedown, but it's going to be too little too late. Rowan Holmes, the 215 pounds, your third place finisher in double A. Holmes of Somerset, 3-2 over Singer of Faith Christian for third place at 215 pounds.
Already starting to tear down mat six. Going to get from six mats to three for our session of finals that will begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
30 seconds remain in the second period for Pitzer of Mount Pleasant on the bottom, trailing 2-0. Pitzer tries to come up to his feet. Effendian brings him back down to the mat. Good job of riding in this second period by Effendian of Faith Christian. 20 seconds left, third period. Robinson of Tawanda leading Ewing of Tyrone 3-1. We're going to get a stalling call on Robinson, his first. Effendian will ride for the entire second period. He will have choice for the third, leading Pitzer 2-0. And with that choice, he's going to go neutral. Final 8 seconds in the seventh place match here in AA 285. Headlock attempt. Robinson ducks under. Robinson of Tawanda, your seventh place finisher, 5-1. So that just leaves Pitzer and FND in the third place match at 285 here in AA. They are wrestling on their feet here in the third period with FND in leading 2-0. Effendean's going to spin behind and get a takedown. He goes up 4-0, 1:20 to go, third period. Flattens Pitzer out.
Pitzer doesn't seem to be on too much of a rush here, despite just a minute remaining.
Yeah, not much movement really from either wrestler at this point.
Probably pretty tricky just given the arena's kind of lost its energy here as it's the final match. And
the arena has lost most of its fans.
Yeah, that too. That too.
30 seconds left in the final period. Now down to 15 seconds left. And Mark Effendean of Faith Christian will be your third place finisher at 285 pounds here in AA. He is going to defeat Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. Just 3 seconds remaining. Optional start, and neither wrestler moves. A 4-0 win for Effendean over Pitzer.
This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. So again, starting to got two mats torn down already, and we're going to be back right around 4 o'clock. There are a lot of obviously Parade of Champions, and they're going to show a championship video compiled of the action from the last 3 days. Start time is scheduled for 4 o'clock. We'll sort of gauge that as we get ready to come back on the air. Ahead of the start of the finals, again, AA, AAA, and girls championship matches all going to be wrestled at the same time here starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So lengthy break for us. We don't know how to act. So we'll catch our breath and get ready for the final session of this year's state wrestling tournament, and hope you'll join us then right around 4 o'clock for the championship round here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.